There is something that we probably all have experienced, or at least seen secondhand, that I call the reassuring glance. It's that glance when we're a child, or if we see a child that is about to do something difficult. You know, I think about going up to bat when I'm nervous about the pitching machine or the pitcher, jumping off the high dive, having to give a speech or something like that. And you look over to look at your mom or your dad or your coach or a friend, and you're reassured. You can see that change happen in a little kid, that the little kid will be so nervous and anxious, they'll look over and they'll see somebody and they'll say, okay, because this person is here, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be able to do it. You know, their whole mood, their expression, everything changes, that they've got this confidence. That for us as Christians, our real kind of rock of confidence, that place of reassurance, is the resurrected Christ. That Christ risen from the dead is for us that presence of the person that can make everything possible, that can allow us to face any situation that we need to face. That we look at Christ and we see in him one over whom death no longer has power and control. That in his death, you know, he took all those small little defeats that we experience of sin, of failure, of setbacks, of obstacles, and he brought them to himself. That also in the resurrection is every little victory, every big victory in our life, the ultimate one over death itself, but then all those other victories that come along with it. St. Paul was able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, what a difference it is in the apostles. If we look back a couple days ago, their fear, their doubt, their hiding, their denial of Christ, all these things. And then we look forward to the future and we just see that rock-solid confidence, that deep faith that they could face any difficulty, any challenge, even their own deaths, in the light of his victory. That we continue now to look at Christ, to see in him that place of reassurance. That the apostles didn't transform all at once, even today on the resurrection, the last line in the gospel this morning at Mass, where it said they did not yet understand the meaning that he had to rise from the dead. That they understood something had happened, but that he spent 40 days with them, 40 days of up until his ascension into heaven, reassuring them, letting that reassuring glance deepen and become more solid in their soul, in their heart, their mind. That even then, inviting them to pray for 10 days for that gift of the Holy Spirit. We've spent these past 40 days of Lent in our different sacrifices and prayers and practices. Now we have 50 days of Easter ahead of us, to let that reassuring glance sink in, to let it become more powerful and present in our thought and in our mind. That again, it takes that time to develop, that all of us, no matter how many Easters we've celebrated, can let that happen again, can let that be deepened and enriched. That we take time during this season, whether we have an actual image, we can literally look at an image of Christ, or just within that interior glance in the heart, to look at him. When you face those difficulties, those challenges, those failures, to say, Alleluia, you are risen from the dead. I can face this. With your grace, I can make it through this. I can find the way forward. Whether it's a little thing or those really big challenges, those things that kind of shake us to the core, to look at them with faith in the risen Christ. That death no longer has power over him. That in him we find that source of strength. That in Christ we can do all things through him who strengthens us.